Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio, and we have some special guests in our studio right now, Natalie Delmonico and Brittany Predall. And Natalie and Brittany, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being in the studio. So we're going to talk about something, and I'll be honest with you, it's tough to talk about. But you have some stories you want to share with our listeners, and we want to talk about something that you guys are starting, a nonprofit that's called With Angels Wings. So who wants to start? Brittany?
Sure. Yeah. So Natalie Delmonico, myself, Brittany Predall, and Jessica Wolhoff, our mothers who have recently experienced grief related to child loss. So we have kind of formed a team together, and we are in the process of starting a nonprofit organization to help spread awareness, kind of give some social support for others that have gone through this, and just letting other people know that they're not alone and that we can be here to help you.
Okay. Well, let's hear a little bit about yourselves first. You're both from Cambie, then? Cambie area?
Yes.
Natalie, why don't we start with you?
Okay. I was born and raised in Cambie. Then after high school, I graduated and I went to school out in Colorado. Oh. Played basketball out there, and we were there for about 8 years. And then after our second child, we decided we wanted to come back and be closer to some of my family. So we moved back, and we moved back in 2015. So we've been back since then. I teach at St. Peter's Catholic School in Cambie. Okay. I teach first and second grade.
Okay. And Brittany, how about you?
I was born in Marshall, Minnesota, but moved to Cambie when I was 5 years old, and that's where I grew up. I went off to college with USD in Vermilion, and I'm a registered nurse at Sanford Cambie Medical Center. Mm-hmm. I married my high school sweetheart, and so we have been together since I was 15 years old. Oh. And through that, have two children, Braylee, who is our angel in heaven, and then our other child is Briella. Okay. And we live on a farm in rural Taunton, Minnesota.
Okay. Yeah, Natalie and Brittany, we visited a little bit before we went on the air here. It's hard to talk about, is for me anyway. How do you talk about this? How do you talk to someone that's lost a child? Let's talk about your children. Natalie, why don't we start with you, with Cade.
Okay.
What was Cade like?
Cade, we have, after Cade's accident, we kind of summed him up in three words. And so a lot of people have maybe seen that floating around. He was very loving. He was always happy. He was always hugging, always kissing, always giving me snuggles. That was my favorite time with him. The other two, my oldest, Audrey, and then his big brother, Carson, would be off playing, and he would just come snuggle me. So very, very loving. So polite. For a year and a half, everything was, "Thank you, Mama," or "Please, you know, thank you," after every little thing. And just silly. Yeah, always silly.
Always silly.
Trying to get the attention of his big brother, for sure. He always wanted to make his big brother laugh and his big sister. So,
right. Yeah. Three words. What were those words?
Loving, polite, and silly.
Silly. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. And how about you, Brittany?
So, Braylee was our first child into our family, and she was born in April of 2012. When she was 3 days old, we had found out she had a rare genetic metabolic disorder that she had to fight with on a daily basis, and so she was in and out of the hospital multiple times in her life. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that comes with around Braylee is along medical conditions and rare disease awareness as well. Mm-hmm. But Braylee, one thing that she was just very brave, very courageous. I strongly say that she's my idol. I've never seen anyone so resilient than her.
Right.
Especially amongst everything that she has gone through. Mm-hmm. She was always happy, smiling, would never leave without hugs and kisses from everyone, and really could light up the room.
Yeah. How old is she?
She was 5 years old when she passed away.
Okay, and she spent quite a bit of time in the hospital, right?
Yeah, she had over 30 hospitalizations in her 5 years.
Wow. Yeah, so that's great that, you know, we talk about them, and we want to keep their memory alive, and this is one way to do it. So talk a little bit about With Angels Wings. What's that about then?
Well, I think, Paul, as you were saying, like, one thing that makes people very uncomfortable, what we've found in our experiences, is not knowing what to say, or right, not knowing if they can bring up Cade or Braylee, right, or Ivy. And for us, that's the hard part, because we want people to talk about them. Right. We want them to stay alive. And so with Angel Wings, that is one part, is we want to help bring awareness and kind of an education to people that it's okay to say their name. It's okay to tell us a story mm-hmm. about them. And along with that, we also want to, our vision statement is supporting families throughout all aspects of child loss. And then our mission statement is to, it is the mission of With Angel Wings to provide continual emotional and mental, financial, and social support to families experiencing grief related to pregnancy and infant loss, sudden death and accidents, and medical conditions. So we have kind of a very unique situation in that all of our experiences kind of encompass every mm-hmm. aspect of child loss.
Right.
So we really, we know for each different part kind of what it's like. So we're really hoping that we can support those families with already having each different experience, mm-hmm. because although it is the loss of the child, each experience is a lot different.
You bet. Yeah, that was well said. I struggle with that too. You know, what do I say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I act? Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. So thanks for sharing that. Brittany, anything else you want to add to With Angel's Wings? Is this open to everybody or just around the Cambie area or what?
So our goal is by the time we leave Earth that this could be nationally.
Amen.
So we'll see where this takes us. And as much that people need us, we're hoping that we're able to provide it for them.
Yeah. I can't imagine, you know, what you've guys been through. I just can't. And so that, you know, people need support. Right?
Yes.
People need support. So do you help them along or guide them to where to go and stuff like that? What have you experienced in that, Natalie?
Well, one of the things is after you lose a child, you are in such a haze. You can't think, you can't talk, you can't move, you can't do anything. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I have found, and I think Brittany would agree and mm-hmm. Jessica would agree, the help that we need the most is so hard to find, especially when you're in that daze. And by that, I mean the mental health aspect.
Mm.
We would like to bring more awareness to the mental health aspect and okay. to make those resources more readily available. So it's there and you're not trying to sift through where you think you should find this person to go talk to, or mm-hmm. how do I even make an appointment, or I'm not ready to talk to somebody face to face yet. Where can I go online to find support?
Okay, good. And you're both married, and it's tough on marriages, I would guess too. So there's marriage support, marriage counseling support, and family support with other brothers and sisters.
Yep.
That kind of stuff you're looking forward to?
Yes,
definitely. Okay. Yes.
All right. Talk a little bit about the logo that you guys came up with. I thought that was pretty cool when I saw that on Facebook.
So our logo kind of represents the three people that our organization is kind of in honor of, our children. So we have the two wings on the side, that one is for Braylee and one is for Ivy. And then Cade has the heart in the middle. Our logo was special to us because it was developed by a local artist from our hometown as well.
Good. How important is community support with this when something like this happens to someone?
It's huge.
Yeah.
The
huge
outpouring of support that we have felt is amazing. And Brittany and I have talked about this before, and we honestly could say if it's been a bigger community, we don't feel like we would get that support. Mm-hmm. So we just want to say thank you to our Cambie family and the surrounding communities for just lifting us up in thought or prayer or deed, and to really help us get this going.
Yeah. So let's talk about what's going to happen here next Tuesday, October 8th, in the Cambie Gym in a volleyball match. What's going on there?
So on October 8th at the Cambie High School Gym, Cambie Lancer volleyball team and the Minneota Vikings volleyball team will be playing a match. And there were t-shirt sales done prior, and they will also be available to order that night, where $5 from each t-shirt will help benefit our organization.
Okay. Great. That's a great start. So this, you just started this. When did this start? Last month? Or now?
Like July, right?
Yeah. After Cade's accident, I knew right away that the Lord was, this is part of the reason of why this happened. Mm-hmm. That there's other families out there who are suffering and that need help and support. And so I reached out to Brittany shortly after, mm-hmm. and we hit the ground running.
Okay, good. Yep. How are you able to cope with all this then? I mean, have you gone to, or you want to share a little bit about that?
That's one reason why I feel like I have a strong passion to help this, because I've struggled in the rural setting finding someone. Just the resources aren't, like Natalie said, super readily available and out there just on a flyer on the wall. They're just not there. So that's part of the reason why we kind of want this going. I have found huge support from talking to other families that have gone through this as well, because I feel like you really don't understand unless you've been through it too.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Exactly. So this is With Angel Wings. Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
We do have a Facebook page. Okay. We hopefully sometime in the near future will be getting a website as well.
Okay, good. So you mentioned Jessica. I didn't catch that. Is it another mother? Okay.
Yes. Yep. She's also from Camby. Okay. Graduated with Brittany.
Yep. Okay. Jessica graduated from Camby as well in 2006, and she currently resides in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and she is a finance director at Sanford Health.
Okay. And I should mention that October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, and Jessica has her daughter's Facebook page is called Ivy's Hope, Be the Light in the Darkness Facebook page. That's Ivy's Hope, Be the Light in the Darkness, and it's bringing awareness to infant and pregnancy loss. And also, Natalie has Cade's Legacy, Loving, Polite, and Silly. It's supporting families through child loss. And Brittany has Braley Butterfly's Facebook page, and that is to continue to advocate to raise awareness for medical conditions. Well, I'll be at the volleyball game on Tuesday, broadcasting that, and we'll do a little pregame stuff. And just come on out to Camby on the 8th, Tuesday, and support With Angel Wings. And goes for a good cause, because you need that kind of support when something like that tragic happens to you guys, right?
Yes.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention? Or
Maybe we'll just mention our services that we have planned. So with the donations from the shirts and other things, one of the things that we are starting is a grief comfort box. So if you know somebody who has lost a child, you can reach out to us, and we have put together a box of things that we thought was helpful when we had lost our children. And then if they're local and if they are ready to talk, we're happy to deliver it to them and talk to them. If they're not local, we're happy to send it to them.
Okay. Like what's in the box? Just different kind of things?
Yeah, so some of our boxes we have sent out. We sent a few out so far. We've had, like, some candles, a journal, because sometimes it's really nice to kind of just write down your emotions or memories. Snack mix. We have little personalized keychains of, like, you're never forgotten with, like, an angel charm.
Okay.
And some of them might be a little bit more personalized to a child if we know more about them, or it's kind of by request or what we hear and what we know.
Okay.
Another one of our services that we do is to honor your child on either their birthday or the day that they became an angel and went to heaven. So if you reach out to us through our Facebook page on their birthday or their angelversary, we would love to honor your child by posting a picture of them and their name, and then some special facts that you would like everybody else to know about them. And then that will go on our Facebook page for that day.
All right, real good. And if someone wants to donate financially, can they do that too, Natalie?
Yes, we are in the process of getting our 501c3, and once we have that approved and everything on our Facebook page, we will actually have a donate button where you can donate through Facebook.
Excellent.
Or if you would like to send a donation anywhere else, you can check out the With Angel Wings Facebook page, and it gives you some contact information for us.
All right, real good. Well, I appreciate you ladies coming in. And, you know, we want to keep Cade's memory going and Braylee Joe and Ivy's memory going, too. Yes, so yes. Let's end with that. Talk a little bit about Braylee's Butterflies. What's that about?
So we kind of have three divisions or three programs within with Angels Rings. And one of them is Braylee's Butterflies, honored after Braylee. And that's kind of where we're going to highlight rare disease and medical condition loss. Yep.
Okay. And Cade, I love it. I love it. Loving, polite, and silly.
Yep. So we're calling it Cade's Legacy, which his legacy is loving, polite, and silly. And we, our mission is to support families who are experiencing child loss through accidental death.
Okay. Yep. All right. All right. We'll see you Tuesday then in Canby, right?
Sounds good.
Do we cover everything?
Well, and then we also have another program called Ivy's Hope.
Okay.
So that's the other piece to honor Ivy. And Ivy was a stillborn, was born by stillbirth. Okay. So that's kind of the other piece of infant pregnancy loss.
Okay. You know, I know there's probably some mothers listening now that have lost a loved one or, you know, a child. What would you say to them if they're listening right now?
You are not alone.
Exactly. You're not alone. And don't be silent. I feel like sometimes people help holding it in. And if you feel you're comfortable enough to share it because you want your child to be remembered.
Yeah. Yep. Amen. That's one other thing I was going to say, too. Your child will never be forgotten. And that's our mission, is to help moms and dads and brothers and sisters and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles who have lost the child. And we just want to honor them and remember them.
Okay. Real good. Thank you, Natalie Delmonico and Brittany Predahl here in the studios. And let's remember Cade and Braylee and Ivy and more.
Yes. Thank you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.